What's going on, y'all? It's your boy KJ52, and you are listening to 52 Radio on HCR.FM. Keep it locked.
Live in the place to be, it's 52 Radio with your hosts, KJ5 to the 2 and DJ X.
That's right, y'all.
Hey, yo. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy KJ5 to the 2.
Yes, sir. I'm right here, DJ X.
And this is 52 Radio. Booming in your speakers, booming in your ear. Sounding it out loud and clear. This is how we get down. Now, today's topic, a little more serious. Actually, very serious. Now, you may say, well, this doesn't affect me, KJ. I'm here to tell you, if it doesn't affect you, it guaranteed to be affecting somebody else around you. That is the topic of
self-harm, otherwise known as cutting.
So, we're going to dive on into that in just a minute. You want to stay tuned today. This is 52 Radio.
I grew up a freaking screw up. Got introduced to gin and juice and drank till I threw up. Rebellious at the age of 14, I had dreams to be an MC. My role model smoked weed and so D. My code D. Stitch should have known he was phony. He helped lock up a few of the homies. And my mama hated who I hung out with. My mama allowed it. I rode with grown men who acted childish. I chose a tough route. All of my new friends are thugged out. After church, I got cussed out. For being high in the choir stand. Cause when the preacher began preaching, I was leaving the chief to fire, man. Christmas Eve, 1996. The homie came through with a spliff and a stolen whip. Hopped in a hoo ride, began to drive out to the city. Wasn't long before police greeted us with 9 millis. One cop was like, if you even reach in your pocket for a comb, I'm blowing off your dome. Hands on the steering wheel now. My first thought was, my mama's gonna kill me. My man's underage, riding filthy. They found me guilty, hit me with 5 charges. And plus I lied, calling myself a keeper of the code of the streets. As soon as they threw me in a cell, I fell to my knees, crying to God, like, why this have to happen to me?
I just wanna go.
Oh. I had a baby out of wedlock. I'm only 19, trying to juggle a job and go to LCC. Between school and work, I had to follow my heart. While the drugs is driving me and my baby mama apart, my daughter turned 4 months. We finally parted our ways. I moved back to Winchester and connected with Jay. I couldn't keep a job, so I wished upon a star, hoping that this hip-hop takes me far. My father figure was my uncle, lost and fiend out. And the only thing that's keeping me sane is freestyling and finding roaches in ashtrays. Smoking cancer sticks after the hash blaze. Nasty was my attitude, move that away. Shoot, I kept grinding till the gutter finally consumed me. Wouldn't you? Reality bites and waste a ton. It's time to walk with God, cause there's nowhere to run. I wanna come home.
I just wanna go.
Alright, y'all, it's your boy KJ5 to the 2.
And DJ X,
aka the emo Puerto Rican.
Yes, sir.
Today is we talk about a pretty serious issue. By the way, we don't want you to forget. You can always hit us up at 52radiofm@gmail.com. Now, I'm calling him the emo Puerto Rican because my man has a t-shirt on that every time he wears this t-shirt, I get a big, big guilt trip. Not from him, from myself. And let me explain a little backstory on this. My man DJ X, he has a t-shirt on, and the shirt says, to write love on her arms. Now, I like to tease X because he listens to stuff that the normal hip-hopper wouldn't listen to. And I used to tease him about it because, you know, he listens to some emo music, some alternative music and stuff. So I saw his t-shirt, and I was like, hey, man, what's this new band to write love on her arms? You know, and I'm giving him this hard time, right? Like, I'm like, what's wrong with you? You know, you're supposed to be a DJ. You don't listen to that kind of music. And I'm just being stupid. Telling him that this band, I'm thinking his band is called To Write Love on Her Arms. And I'm thinking it's yet one more emo band that he's listening to. Turns out that his t-shirt is a part of a whole national movement. And as he began to break it down to me, boy, did I feel stupid. Why don't you go ahead and tell him what your t-shirt is about? Explain your side of the story, and I can feel even more guilty.
It's this organ, To Write Love Under Arms, a non-for-profit organization that's really just birthed out of simply a t-shirt that was made to try to help somebody that was going through some issues, some drug use and needed some rehabilitation. And it just spurred into this whole movement of people supporting it, buying it, where it's this great, really, organization now that helps people that are part of this whole culture right now of self-harm, self-mutilation, depression. And I was just, hey, love the whole idea, love the concept. I myself do a lot of things to try to help people that are in those situations. So I said, you know, let me get a few of those, rock it, you know, support, show my love. Not thinking that, you know, one of my closest friends, my partner in crime here, would bash it.
I didn't bash it.
Oh, no.
Okay, maybe I did bash it. I wasn't bashing it intentionally. Okay, you have to understand something, okay? And I'm on a record label with a lot of bands that are emo or rock or that kind of fringe type music, and they always have these crazy names, right? So I'm thinking, here he is. Because the funny thing is, the label that I'm on, DJ X is always trying to get music from. And I'm usually kind of like, eh, whatever. So I'm thinking he's rocking one of these bands. Little did I know, he's a way more godly man than I am. And this organization, To Write Love on Her Arms, is basically stepping up to help this exact situation. It isn't the concept of To Write Love on Her Arms is the aspect of saying, giving them something instead of what they've been giving themselves, correct? Something to that effect?
Yeah, so whereas it's really what they have been giving themselves is the whole concept of love.
Right.
You know, it says if anything that's on somebody's arms, you can see it. It's for there for the world to see. So us, as, you know, believers, people of faith, would actually be more transparent with our love towards, you know, people that are going through issues and situations. How much more would that affect change in the world?
Amen.
K-A-A. Yeah, you know.
Again, loose.
Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom, he set us free, baby.
Again, loose. If you know you got that truth, say I'm not a slave, don't take no abuse. Get loose. Ever since you got that truth, you and God got a truth. Set aside for shoes. Get loose. 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 Get loose.
Everybody get loose. We free from chains. That it came, Christ Jesus, man. Since the day we was born, we was evil, man. Being slaves was the norm, then Jesus came. That was straight from the norm, he redeemed us, man. Not in prison of our sin, and homie, we've been changed. In the end, we'll be presented with him free from blame. Not because of what he did, we're living freedom, man. But it's so great that we can come back. Back to the past like the dope bags. We ain't supposed to act like the okay. We ain't seeing that the light we can't hold back. We ain't gotta act sick, we don't have to switch. Lil' homie gon' check Romans chapter 6. Then we got egg bad, now that's the trick. Don't fix sin is your master to crack the wheel.
Get loose, if you know you got that truth. Say I'm not a slave, don't take no abuse. Get loose, ever since you got that truth. You and God got a truth, set aside for shoes. Get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose.
Set us free. Yeah, the Lord Christ Jesus, the best you see. Get to know him, behold him, I guess you see. Any hour more power than the SUV. Yeah, enough to make cats that always look to sin. Make them write whole verses and hooks to him. Make them unfoolish students of the book like him. Make them walk like, talk like, and look like him. I feel so free, got a hope for me. And there's no way I'm going to the old me. Since I'm free from my knees, I'm supposed to be. Man, I'm staying close to praying that he moves me. I'm running from my sin because I'm free from that. But every now and then I feel myself creeping back. Then I run to the world where Jesus sat. And pray, lead my life and be pleased with that.
Get loose, if you know you got that truth. Say I'm not a slave, don't take no abuse. Get loose, ever since you got.
more. No more Drake, no Dro to blow. Tryna push it to the Lord, that's what I flow for. So, bro, let's celebrate, we free now. Sin ain't got a hold on me, down. Run it back to the Lord when we fall.
Y'all, you're in the mix. It's KJ5 to the 2. You are listening to 5-2 Radio.
That was 116 Split. Get loose. You're getting loose right here with us. This is DJ.
That's right. Today we're talking about the issue of cutting, self-mutilation, things along those, you know, along those lines. Now, the funny thing for me when we talk about this thing is that I can very, very clearly remember in my high school days, middle school days,
you can remember
nothing.
That far?
Come on, man. Throw me under the bus. I can remember back then that this was never even an issue, much less none of us would have even thought of doing something like this. The idea of hurting yourself, self-harming, you know, I had a hard time, I don't say relating to it, but when I started to get kids writing me emails, letters, meeting them, things of those nature, and saying this is what I'm doing, I just thought it was an isolated thing. But the more I started to realize this is a serious epidemic, and it was a little hard for me to relate with at first until I started to think, you know what? Every generation, when they are missing out of real hope, real peace, real joy, is going to harm themselves in some way or another. Maybe my generation did not cut themselves, but I'll tell you what, we certainly did a lot of other things that harmed themselves.
And I would say right off that is I was part of really, you could say, the next generation right behind you, where that was starting to become more prevalent. But I would say probably as a more young teenager, maybe back in New York in the Bronx inner city, we didn't really have that kind of exposed to us as we had so much other stuff going on in the streets and that kind of environment. But in my move to Florida, really, you know, just coming here, not knowing anybody at all, really the whole environment, atmosphere just being foreign to me. I know a lot of times right there when I was bottled up, you know, had so much stuff going on in my life, I really resulted to cutting, actually.
Wow.
And would do that every once in a while. But it was interesting to me now thinking back in retrospect is because it wasn't familiar to me.
Right.
Because honestly, I didn't know it yet as this craze or as this something that was taking over really throughout the country, throughout the world.
Right.
It was just something that I was going through situations and I needed an outlet to really express anger and frustration. And I said, hey, my body's right here.
Do you ever felt like when you did that you were doing it for attention? Or was this something that you didn't tell anybody about?
Yeah, it was, nobody was, so honestly, and it was until I started to meet people that actually had the same issue where it was brought back to my mind that I actually did it.
Really?
It was almost displaced out of my mind so much that I even forgot it was an issue with me back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Realistically, When you're struggling, when you're hurting, you need an outlet. You need something to cope with life. And unfortunately, I could say in my life, I used to cope with it by partying, alcohol, never quite got into drugs, but definitely was on the verge of hitting that area. And you know what? I didn't take a knife or a razor to my arm, but I'll tell you what, that alcohol that I was drinking was harming me. And who knows what would have happened after that point. It's a very real issue that we're dealing with today. And we just want to send this out to anyone out there that's listening. Whether you're actually doing this or you know somebody else that is, we want to tell you that there is hope, there is peace, there is answers. We're going to dig into that in just a little bit. It's 5-2 Radio, y'all.
Yeah. What's going on, y'all? Yo, we in the last days. It's time to intercede on behalf of the people. People on the block. People in the streets. Worldwide, it's time to look up. Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you first for the gift of prayer. Hands clenched, knees bent, you're there. Lord, there's so much on my heart tonight I bear. My wife's asleep, so my mind will talk a little and share. God, I'm scared for my peers, all they want to do is stunt well. More soldiers died announced by Donald Rumsfeld. Saddam's charged by Geneva Convention, but there's rumors of cell groups ascending. Earthquake takes 30,000 lives in Iran. Entrepreneur ain't getting high as the state of my land. 1,000 dead American, 7,000 wounded. it wars over your pieces for a roar. Bush is pursuing it. I say it was whack to attack Iraq, but you smack me a Romans 13 and say relax. I look back at slavery and see how blacks were living. Feel empathy for Middle Eastern women. Now, Lord, I'm doing my thing on the ground, paying bills and working. Just lifting up Arabs and Turkmen, Kurds and Syrians, even Shiite Muslims. Protect our missionaries, give them the strength to keep pushing with God. Getting tired, just a few things I wanted to say. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray.
It's the beginning of sorrows. We're living in the last days, last phase. Hoping for tomorrow, my people need to cry out and seek His face. We need His grace, that's the word. It's beginning of sorrows, we're living in the last days, last phase. Hoping for tomorrow, my people need to cry out and seek His face. We need His grace, that's
say
the word.
Peace, beloved, peace. What's really good in the hood? Strolling with my arms out till I reach my brother's
arms out.
Who can relate to the streets they running?
God.
Who can relate to the heat they busting?
My squad.
They catching them strays like interceptions. Forever we pray, it's intercession.
That's right.
We running the thugs at intersections.
Uh-huh.
And let them chill while we in a session.
For sure.
Criminals pray while we in the studio. Ain't no gangster paradise. Tell Coolio.
Tell him.
And heaven ain't got no ghetto, but
what?
If you're from the ghetto, you can go.
Let's go.
Cause life's hard like the rug that I pray on. You born again now, thug, please stay on.
Please.
Your path trying to fight dark days is hope. For Fab, Jafire, Life, Mark, J3.
It's the beginning of sorrows. We living in the last days, last phase. Hoping for tomorrow. My people need to cry out and seek His face. We need His grace, that's the word. It's beginning of sorrows. We living in the last days, last phase. Hoping for tomorrow, my people need to cry out and seek His face. We need His grace, that's the word.
Anyone cry, sometimes you be coming up, but we still be short. You be making money, but we still be broke. You ain't got it but the ghetto. Feel me though, Lord, still we hope, still we quote. Scriptures and some blow, swishes, cause still we smoke. Say the stress way less when they feel with dope. Black folks is in denial, half our folks is in the pen now. The U.S. oppressed us, now I guess they sent out. Forget we was stripped of land, whipped and sent out to sweat. Left us dirt poor, by law we was two-thirds a man, we worth more. Mata in a seed for these hoods I hurt for. Folks talk about us, Jehovah Shalom, you ain't forgot us. In the ghetto survive because we riders,
some beginning of sorrows. We living in the last days, last phase. Hoping for tomorrow, my people need to cry out and seek His face. We need His grace, that's the word. Beginning of sorrows, we living in the last days, last phase. Hoping for tomorrow, my people need to cry out and seek His face. We need His grace, that's the word.
Yes, sir. 52 Radio, it's your boy KD5 to the 2. Hit us up at 52RadioFM@gmail.com.
Right next to your boy DJ X. That was Mark J in the session.
And what we're going to do is a part of the show where we actually listen to you and what you have to say. It's our email section of the 52 Radio program. And you got an email here that, well, pretty much sums up everything we've been talking about. Run that.
Right here it says, hey, 52 Radio. Got a question. I resolved to self-harm, drinking, and drug use. I feel that if I ask someone, they will just say I'm trying to get attention and not take me seriously. I'm afraid if I continue, my parents will find out. I don't know what will happen. They already heard rumors that I'm a drug user, and I told them it wasn't true. I don't know if that'll work next time.
Wow. You know, that's the unfortunate thing about this whole thing. It's a cycle. You know, you start with one issue, and then it spirals into something else. Before you know it, you are so buried under all the weight of this junk. And sometimes when we're buried under all this stuff, we don't want to reach out. We don't want to talk to anybody. We want to basically put our head under the covers and just escape. And so what this person is writing is basically saying, you know what? I don't know where to go. No one believes me. And if I do reach out, they say I'm doing it for attention. I'm caught in this catch-22 situation. You know what? Realistically, it comes down to you. People can help you as much as they possibly can. At the end of the day, you have to help yourself. You have to step up and go, I've got an issue, I've got a problem, and you know what? Forget anybody if they tell me that I'm doing this for attention. If you really want help, if you really want to get free, if you really want to get over this, you've got to make that choice. You've got a decision to make.
And I can see that, you know, we can tell ourselves too, we got to get help,
right?
You know, that hey, this is an issue, and we can push ourselves to the maximum. You know, I'm there, I'm going, I'm all out for it. But sometimes it's hard to do it by ourselves.
Right.
So to answer the question there, it says, you know, that she's trying to get help and trying to reach out.
Right.
So, you know, he could take KJ's advice and, you know, really encourage yourself to get up and do it. But you know what? You want somebody there to help you, to be that shoulder to lean on, to guide you. But, you know, with the issue of they think it might be to just get attention.
Right.
You know what? If you're really, truly serious about changing your life, changing these habits that's grown on right now, they will see the sincerity. They will see the genuine, you know, the genuine desire to change.
Right.
You know what? They will reach out to you.
Take him to the bridge.
You're in the mix. It's 52 Radio. It's your host, KJ52. Please hit us up at 52radio@gmail.com.
Do that. And that was JR with Rockstar. It's DJ X.
Now, a lot of people seem to think this whole cutting thing is like this new deal. You know what I mean? Like, this is the new problem that teenagers are facing. Let's be real. It's a new problem that teenagers and adults are facing. But, you know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And when it comes to finding answers to the life situations that we deal with, we can find answers in God's Word. And, you know, Jesus dealt with somebody who was a cutter. You actually have this story. You have this verse right here. Break that down.
Yeah, Mark 5, it says Jesus arrived to the town and encountered a demon-possessed man. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones.
Isn't that interesting? It says that night and day, this guy would cry out, basically trying to get help. He's screaming, help me. I have all these issues. I have all these things. I mean, he's demon-possessed. He was dealing with the weight of his situation. He was crying out for an answer. And yet, so much of what this whole cutting issue is about. It's about crying out and saying, I need an answer. I need a release. I need something that is going to help me deal with life, deal with the pain that I'm facing. And I found it interesting, too, that it even says that people tried to subdue him. They tried to basically fix him. The world, his town, his little area, they tried to fix his problem. But his problems were so big, so huge, they could not fix him. And you know, this world tries to offer solutions. This world tries to offer their basic answer of how you can get over whatever you're dealing with. But we know, first and foremost, that we can find answers in Christ. And it says that that guy, that demoniac, he ran to Jesus. When Jesus was on the scene, he ran to him. He got on his knees and he asked for help.
It kind of reminded me really too about maybe the story in 1 Kings, where it was with Elijah. He was surrounded by a ton of prophets who really, if you look at it, they were trying to call their God down.
Right.
And in this day and age, we can kind of do that too. Look to God, look to that thing that we call to, whether it's drugs or alcohol, relationships. And when those things don't work, like the story in 1 Kings, they started to cut themselves too.
Hundreds
and hundreds of prophets.
I forgot
about
that.
Because they really were like, hey, this is what we think. You know, this is our answer.
Right.
This is what we go to. It was a God, but you know, when it came down to it, nothing happened.
Yep.
No matter how much they cut this, or no matter how much blood ran, Elijah was there right next to them and able to show them the real true God.
Now, maybe you are listening to this and going, you know, that's been me. I have been running to cutting or self-mutilation, or I've been running to all kinds of stuff, trying to find an answer, trying to find a way to deal with life, trying to find a way to have an answer to my situations. You know what? Just like that man, run to Jesus. He's got your answer. 5-2 Radio.
My last breath. As I'm here in the garden, I felt the heave on my chest. Now my disciples are asleep, and they rest. Can't seem to see just what be coming next. Through the trees, the soldiers speed from the west. They're getting closer and closer for me to arrest. I see the blood drops like beads in my sweat. They run down like a crown, right down on my head. I'm laid on the ground, face down like I'm dead. Crying out to you, Father, let me pass what's ahead. Pound the nails in my hands, in the hands of my legs. As the time runs out, then I hang and I bled. That's the coming on down, understand what you said. So with 4 minutes left, this is now what I did, saying,
not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done.
Minutes to the soldiers, they bring me to my death. Now I can hear them loud and clear, closer than I guess. While Judas is coming down with the crowd and the rest, they don't even understand right now what this is. They don't know who I am, what I have just to give. For every man, every girl, every child, every kid, you see my death has been planned. So many can't come to live. See, I know that I got just a few minutes then. Then I'll come, then I'll grab me. Beginning of the end. See, I won't make a sound. See, I won't even defend myself to the crowd. Now I go just with them, cause I came for this now. I came for this sin. I came to lay my life down. Then I'll take it up again. 2 minutes I'll be bound. Then I'll face what's ahead. And the words from my mouth came out and then I said,
not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done.
One minute left, 1 minute to the soldiers. They gon' bring me to my death. Now I can hear all the voice like 100 feet ahead. Now I can see all the torches. Now I know what is next. Now I'll be beat and be tortured. Struck on my head, forced to carry the cross. And then I'll be led up a hill to be killed. And then I'm left now for dead. But now it's not my will, I want yours now instead. So I pray, won't you please let this cup pass from me. See, I want what you want, that's all I want for
now
me.
Now it's
just betrayed for some fast money. The ones that you gave, they can never snatch from me. Now my life that I gave, see, I gave it all away. Now I'll be buried in a grave, now I come back Sunday. I was born in a cave, but I'll be back one day. The time's now up, they're coming now for me.
Not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done.
They're coming. I can hear them coming. Not my will, but let your will be done.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy KJ5 to the 2.
And this is DJ X.
We've been talking today about a very serious issue, the issue of self-mutilation, cutting, whatever you want to call it. The point is, there's a problem. There is an answer. We found that in Christ. Learned that you can find that, and we've learned that this is nothing new. That Jesus has dealt with those that have dealt with this. And he will set you free if you let him. Now, we're not going to try and fix anything this deep in an hour-long show, but we do, as you always we do, we give you a number that you can call. It's 1-800-394-HOPE. It's 1-800-394-HOPE. It's an anonymous number. Please give them a ring.
And if you're dealing with this issue of self-mutilation, self-harm, cutting too, we talked about To Write Love on Our Arms at the beginning.
Right.
They have a website that can direct you to so many people, so many links, phone numbers, things that you can read that'll help you out. Visit them at www.twloha.com.
We've learned that is not a band.
It's not a rock.
I've learned that. So, as usual, we thank you so much for tuning in. You can always hit us up at 52radiofm@gmail.com. Please, if you're going through this, if you're dealing with this, or you have a friend that's dealing with this, don't think you can try and get by on your own. You don't have to get by on your own. There is real help. There's real hope. It's found in a very real God. His name is Jesus. We love y'all. Thank you once again for tuning in. I'm your boy, KJ5 to the 2.
And DJ X. Thanks for riding with us. Peace.
52 Radio.